Lord wants us to preach or just read. And I know I say that a lot of times, but it's the truth. I just want to follow the Lord and what He'd have us to say and do. Bear with me just a minute, I'll find. It's over in 1 Corinthians. Just going to read a little bit. Probably read this here before. And I'll say this just while we're opening up a little, I guess you'd say. I was talking there to May today. She called me. We was talking about things, and she said she'd remember hearing Charlie preach sometimes, and she said he'd get up and he'd read a scripture or something he'd preached before or that had been preached down through time, and he'd say it still preaches today. And it's still just as good today as it ever was. And that's one thing good about the Word of God. It don't get old, and it'll preach from now through eternity. It don't lose its value. It don't lose its meaning. I was down there praying, and I got to thinking about the value that we have and the wealth that we've got in the Lord. I've been working on a man's house, and maybe I'll get to what we've been working up our son. Probably in my time of working, about one of the most expensive houses I reckon I've ever been in. I could tell you the numbers on the millions of it, but it don't matter. But this man, he's got cameras up, and he's watching over that, and he's a griping about every little penny that's spent on it, and he's wanting everything just right there, and which pay the money, I guess you can do that. But I thought about that, what he thinks he's got that's so precious, and what he thinks he's got that's such a treasure to him, and it can be gone tomorrow. They can be a fire, they can be a wind, they can be the earth open up and swallow that thing up right there, even as high up on the mountain as it is. But you know what? I've got a treasure that I could win ever lottery there is. And I ain't never going to win one because I ain't playing them. But I can say I can win that much money is what everybody else is putting all their hope and their trust in. And it can be gone tomorrow. But I've got a wealth that's just endless to what I can get a hold of. And if the world could ever see the benefits of God and just see what they is in knowing my Savior, knowing my God, the one that spoke all this into existence, just what a treasure I've got, what a wealth I've got. The world might not see it. I may look like a Lazarus to this world, but I'm thankful I got more than what the rich man ever had because I'm not anchored here. I've got something that's far beyond what this world could ever understand and ever know if within the flesh, but if they'd ever get in that spirit and get that, what opens the door to that? It's that broken, it's that humble, it's that contrite spirit that opens the door to the wealth of God. It ain't, as I was praying, I thought about that. Maybe I'll just testify to that. I don't know. As I was praying, I thought about that. And I've told you, when I got saved, I was 12 years old. I was laying in the bed. Mom and Daddy may not have had two nickels to rub together. I know I didn't have nothing. I was laying there, didn't have nothing on but my drawers. I was laying in the bed, dying on my way to hell. And you know who loved me enough to stop by that little trailer one night? My Savior. He come by and he didn't look for how much money was in the bank. He didn't look for how well I was dressed. He looked down in there. What was he looking for, preacher? He was looking for a broken heart. He was looking for a contrite spirit. He was looking for somebody that's all there going to hell and need a way out. Hey, I'm thankful. God didn't turn me away. God didn't pass me by. He stopped by one night. Got right down beside my lid. And when I called on him, I entered into my heart. I went from a poor little old naked 12-year-old boy with nothing to having a father that owned everything. That story might not mean much to nobody. I'm going to tell you about this. I didn't even know this was going like this tonight. That man up there, everybody's worked on that house. I was up there the other day, there's a man come rolling up with his wife and his youngins to walk them around just to show them that house up there that man in Florida's having built. Hey, walking around, I did this on it, I did that on it. Hey, these people coming, and he'll move in that thing, he'll bring people in from Florida, he'll bring people in from all around just to show them what a house he's got, just to brag on what he's done. But I'm going to tell you something about the child of God. I don't bring people around down to the house of God to show them what I've done. I don't bring them down here to show them what I got. I bring them down here to let them know what a Savior I serve. I want them to see what God's got. I'm glad I ain't done a thing in this. He's talking about some of these old big churches. Powerful church. I know things like me. I ain't got nothing wrong with big church. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. As long as they're preaching the gospel in the spirit and the truth, I ain't got a thing on them. When they're trying to build the bank accounts and pad the numbers, I ain't got a whole lot wrong with it. I love to see community chapel. I'd love to see the walls bust out more. I'd love to see thousands upon thousands of sitting in the house of God. Hey, I don't even care if I was a pastor here. Hey, if God moved me on down the road, some other man of God stood in this pulpit and preached the word of God in the spirit, in the truth, sticking to the word of God. I'd love to see thousands sitting in here. But when it gets to be more about the man and about the number, it don't matter how many you got sitting there. Because I'm going to just tell you, right quick and right fast, I'm part of a big church. I'm part of a big household. They might be 30-something here, but we're part of a whole lot bigger than this. My father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. I could start trying to describe to you his riches, and I couldn't ever get it done. I could start telling you what a good father he is, and how well he takes care of me. Hey, and how many brothers and sisters I got. Hey, and they ain't enough life left in me to finish up. Tell you how good he is. I'm going to tell you what. I've read where the books couldn't contain all his good things.
That woman had cancer.
Hadn't even got enough money to afford to get surgery. I couldn't have afforded to get what I got. God gave it to me. Those people, does these GoFundMe for everything's anymore on the computer, and they send it out to everybody. Try to help this person. I'm going to tell you what. I just got to send it to one person to see that you can get some help. And you know what? You can come to it and you can get exactly what I got. There's one thing about the house of God and the people of God. We don't look around down here and see how much more somebody else has got than we do. We all got the same thing. No prodigal son. He come back and wanted to sit there and got a little jealous. He thought he deserved more. Because he had never left. He didn't truly know what the Father's house was all about, did he? We look out sometimes, somebody comes a wandering back in the house of God, just went astray. Somebody maybe that ain't never been saved gets saved. It's been some filthy, rotten sinner. God gets to bless them and they hit their feet praising God. And we sit back and wonder, how come they got that? I'm going to tell you what. They ain't the one sitting in the house of God that can't shout, can't sing, can't stand up and testify. Hey, if we'd everyone realize whose we are, they wouldn't the one keep their seat in the house of God. Preacher, you ain't even took a text or read nothing. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That wasn't even where I was going to read tonight. But that's what I'm doing. God redeemed me, and I'm going to say so tonight. How about something worth talking about? It wasn't nothing. One of these young boys. You can tell me about your daddy when I told you how much better my daddy was. That's just the way he was as a kid. Yeah. You go bragging on your daddy. Look what my daddy did. I'm going to tell you what. I got one to brag on tonight. And he's my father. He so loved me, he sent his son Jesus to die for something like me. It might not tire you up. If you get your eyes open, it would. If you'd see what you deserved, I see what I deserved. And he loved me. I couldn't afford to buy what he had. I couldn't afford to buy heaven. I told you, I didn't have nothing. Mom and Daddy didn't have nothing. He just wanted to say, I'll pay for it. He just wanted to say, I know he ain't got nothing. I know he don't even really deserve nothing, but I love him. He said, I'll go and I'll do whatever it takes and I'll pay the cost if he can go to heaven. Thank the Lord for my Jesus. I've never known what it's like to live somewhere this nice. I've never known what it was like to have this much riches. I'd have never known what it was like to have a family that loved me this much. Hey, if it hadn't been for Jesus' love and God loving this earth so much that he gave him for my sins. To know him. It's good to have him. It's good to know I'm protected by him. You got a young man out there that you worry about.
I'm going to tell you something. They said one in here, not millions in here, that you're worried about. I'm going to tell you what. As much as you can worry, and as much as you care, that one worry will care more than you ever did. And he gave more than me than you could ever give, David. No greater love than this, and they laid his life for free. Jesus said, I call you not servant, but I call you free. You know what he done? He didn't look and say they make their bed up just like you. He said, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to prove what's perfect. I'm going to prove what's true. And I'm going to offer it up before God. But if that can have a way of heaven. I ain't talking about having met him a year a while back. I'd say this just to let you know where some people's thought process is. He told me, he said, there ain't many people that can do what I can do. I can go sit right down in the side of man in a bar and drink a beer with him and tell him about the love of Jesus. That's a lie. That's a lie straight out of hell. Jesus didn't come down here and start sinning with the sinner to show him that he was just as good as he needed to be. No, he didn't. He come down here and he lived perfection in front of us to show us that it could be done through him. And the church don't crawl up and sin with the world to try to bring the world into the church. You get Jesus in your life and you prove to them that they can live without the sin. And I ain't talking about perfection in the flesh. I'm talking about perfection in the spirit. My own flesh has to repent day by day. Say something that makes them want to. Otherwise, my own flesh would just run just as free in this world and do whatever it wanted to do. There's something down on the inside that moved in when I was 12 years old. And I asked Jesus Christ to save my soul. There's something moved in that says, you're mine. Daddy jerked me up when I got out of hand when I was a boy, and he'd wire me out. And he'd say, my son ain't gonna act like it. My son ain't gonna do that. Let me tell you something. Lord jerk us up and wire us out for his. And he'd say, my son, my daughter ain't gonna act like it. You know what? When I got a good whooping, every time I went back to do it again, I remembered that book. We go trying to act like we used to, and you'll remember. I don't even know the more reading nothing else. That's what the Lord gave me tonight. I just needed to testify for a while. So about that song there, while we was testifying. Like they sang the other day, God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. David, I used to, and I ain't saying this to sound pitiful, I hope you know me better than that. After Christmas rolled around, I'd go to school, and everybody's supposed to bring in the favorite thing they got for Christmas. Everybody tell me about all this new stuff, and I was embarrassed. My kids laugh when I tell them this stuff, but I'm telling you something. They don't laugh out of disrespect. They just don't get to hear the law of Christmas. I'd go to school embarrassed when we had to show the table. Sometimes about what I got. I was proud of what Mom and Daddy got, but don't get me wrong. But everybody else thought what I had wasn't much. And I ain't getting sentimental about my toys I used to have. But I'm going to tell you something. I ain't embarrassed about what I got now.
People look at it, they don't think it's much. But when I get a chance for show and tell, I want to show it and I want to tell it. He said, if I shame him, the man will be ashamed of me before the Father. And just like Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. When I truly got this great gift that was given to me at 12 years old, I ain't never been ashamed of it. I've always been proud that when it came time, I could show and I could tell what I've got. And I thank the Lord that He gives me an opportunity every now and then just to testify about what I've got. Used to, everybody pulled their stuff out at school and they wouldn't show it because they wouldn't make somebody else jealous. Because they had something better than they did. I'm going to tell you something about a child of God. When we get to telling about our gift and we get to telling about how precious it is, it ain't because I'm showing off and I want you to think I'm better than you. It's because I want you to have what I've got because everybody can get it. It's not just to the kids that's got the most. It's to whosoever will. God's been good to me. And I'll say that up until I draw my last breath. I ain't deserved none of it. But I'm thankful for everything He's ever given me. And I'm thankful for what I got to come. And I want everybody to have it. There's enough to go around. And then some. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. Ain't what I thought I was going to say or do, but it's what the Lord wanted. I love you tonight. That's what's on her heart. Thank the Lord.